Blog Talk Radio.
One, two. Bring it to the folk. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Cause you know we're about to rip shit up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low death, nigga, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake it.
Hell,
but
yeah.
Back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G perspective. And before me dig out a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Santa. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Santa. Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, just strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, this selection symbolizes dope. Take a toast but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this, Santa. It's like that and like this and like that, Santa. It's like this,
then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
Next episode.
On that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard green. It's the capital S O S, I'm fresh and double O P D O double G Y D O double G. You see, showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic, pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Drake,
what up,
dog? Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
Where they click, so a national attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, then your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I sock. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO win and the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga D.O.C. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
Good night, John.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary King. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know what we're doing today. It's Thursday, Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with that hip-hop history. The show wouldn't be what it is without Future Guru 100 is live in the building with us. We definitely going to chop it up with him. So without further ado, introducing Future Guru 100.
I appreciate that applause. I mean, it sounds like it's on and popping. Shout out to Diva Mary K and the Mommy Mob. Let's not forget about the Mommy Mob. Everybody that's supporting Diva Mary K right now, I'm going to give a shout out. And I'm going to shout out all the wolves, you know what I'm saying? We running around, grinding. Everybody's on point. So, you know, shout out to Bangham. Everybody that's rocking with the whole movement. You know, we got to keep this music alive right now. And if you're sticking to the true game of hip-hop, then you know what it is, man. Everybody that's supporting the show, we want to say thank you over the few months that we've been rocking and continue to support. And this hip-hop history, let's not forget, hip-hop history. We talk about the breakdancers tonight. You and Mary Kay on point with that. It's good. It's good.
You already know we're definitely going to be paying homage and getting into that hip-hop history with the breakdancers, man, or the B-boys and the B-girls. You know how we get down, man. And we're going to be playing some hot music from Five Alive. We got a couple of things from Five Alive, that crazy mix mixtape that he got, Grind Season, you know, before the grind. And we got new music from Money Mo as well, Face the Music, the mixtape Face the Music with the Body Bag Edition. And we got another few more joints by Southpaw the Dawn. It's definitely going down, man. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. You can also get your comments heard as well in the chat room. We always got the chat room popping. You want to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot and go ahead and jump in the chat room, man. Guru, what you got going on over there? What you got going on over there, Guru?
Hey, working hard, man. I just want to say, everybody that's listening, that Diva Mary Kay will be on Frontline Fridays tomorrow. So, good. So shout out to everybody supporting us. So, shout out to Tate Black, man.
Shout out to Tate Black, man.
Oh, yeah. Put him in on that Phenom Radio movement. That's what we need to be talking about. Blay Stone is my dude.
Yes,
my
Blay
homie.
Stone. Yes, he has Phenom Radio. Y'all need to definitely check Slay Stone out. Y'all can Google him, or you can go to www.slaystone.com. He definitely got a wonderful website. It was beautifully done, and he has Phenom Radio, and it's a benefit to have your music played on there. A couple of benefits. One, Phenom Radio is internationally known, and it airs 24 hours a day. Also, for all the artists that got their business together, if you're registered with BMI and your music is played on Frontline Fridays or it's played on Phenom Radio, which is an international radio station, you can also get the benefits of collecting your BMI royalties. So that's all for the artists who got their situation together. They're ready to make it happen. They produce good music, and they definitely supporting the movement. So y'all make sure y'all check out Slay Stone, www.slaystone.com. And another benefit about what Slay Stone do is if you're not registered with BMI, you can do it right from his site, and it's for free. So step your game up, check out Slay Stone, check out Phenom Radio, and it's definitely going down. Diva Mary Kay definitely support them and definitely jumping on board with them. We all for the benefit and the branding of the artist, man. It's definitely going down. We got to give much shout-out and much love to the whole Feed the Wolves movement. Shout-out to Red. Shout-out to Bangum. Shout-out to Sixth Floor. Shout-out to Robbie S. Shout-out to Money Mo. Shout-out to Five Alive. Southpaw the Dawn. Shout-out to everybody that's doing their thing out there and paying homage. I like a couple of things about these fellas because they know how to pay homage in definitely respectable way. And again, big shout out to you, Future Guru 100, because you was the one that introduced me to the whole movement and the whole team and made sure I was on my P's and Q's and researching and knowing my knowledge about the whole movement. So definitely it's all about paying homage. One thing I want to talk about paying homage is breakdancing. Breakdancing for me is definitely an athletic sport. It's more than just break dancing. It's a sport, and they have competitions. It's crazy how it started with the street dancing from New York City. Shout out to New York in the year 1970s. And they have competition, Battle of the Year, the Notorious IBE, R16 in Korea. They even have break dancing competitions over in Korea. We see a lot of breakdancing, even what's the show? America's Best Dancers. You see a lot of people from different cultures, and also the Red Bull BC One competition. So y'all definitely want to check that out. And a little bit of history about breakdance and b-boying. B-boying is often called breakdancing. It was a popular style of street dance, and it was created and developed as part of the hip-hop culture among African-Americans and later among Latino youths in New York City. The dance actually consists of four primary elements. You got the top rock, you got the down rock, you got the power moves, you got the freezes, and the suicides. It is a dance to both hip-hop and other genres of music, and that's often mixed to prolong the music break. The music selection for b-boy is really not restricted to hip-hop music. As long as the tempo is like, you know, a beat pattern and the conditions is met, it's good. It's really not, a lot of people think breakdancing and hip-hop, it really doesn't have to be hip-hop music all the time. As long as it's a hot beat and, you know, it's a hot up-tempo, you can definitely get your breakdance on, because I've seen it 1,000 times. The practitioner of this dance is called b-boy or b-girl or breaker. These dancers are often participate in battles, formal, informal dance competitions, and it goes like it'll be either two individuals or two crews. The longer term of breakdance is frequently used as b-boy or breaking, and are original terms used to refer to the dance. These terms are preferred by the majority of the art form pioneers and most notable practitioners, and one of the pioneers, and he quoted Crazy Legs, you know, Crazy Legs, Rocksteady Crew. You know, Crazy Legs said, when I first learned about the dance in 77, it was called b-boy. And by the time the media got a hold of it in like 81, 82, it became breakdancing. And I even got caught up in calling it breakdancing too. So that was Crazy Legs right there. You know, that was his comment on it. And watching a lot of the videos, YouTube, you know, a lot of stuff on the internet and things that I've seen with my family, it was a movement. You seen the crowd, like, they really had smiles on their face. They anticipated to see the next move that the break dancers was doing. I definitely want to get your comments on it. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Guru, what's your comments on the whole break dancing movement and history as well?
Well, first of all, let's break down the word. Let's break it down. The term breakdancing. Okay, any DJ out there that knows anything about DJing know that when they mix in, they usually wait for the break before they bring into the next record. The most interesting thing about hip-hop records is that most of them had interesting breakdowns. So that means the song might be going on, and then you just might hear some drums. You might hear different parts of the record, and that is the actual height of the hot part of the record. Like, yo, that's a mean break on that record. That break, that's a break beat. That means when everybody's in the club, as they was called back in the day, when they was b-boying up in the club, the breakdown part was when people tend to go crazy. Like, that's when the music is really kicking in. That's when it's really going down. You know, that's when everybody's feeling it. So you take that term, that break beat, and you see everybody moving around and getting it in on the floor doing their moves, because that is the most interesting part of the record. And that is the most important part for the DJs that's mixing the records to get the crowd going wild. So understand what break means in the word breakdancing, that, okay, you're taking that song and letting everybody really feel that energy as far as the break. Now, everybody know songs like Apache. Those have mean break, like break beats, you know. So, like, that's the part that I wanted to explain first about the break dance. Now, see, I know a little bit about hip-hop, so that's why I know a little bit about DJing. And I know a little bit about what it means. The people was feeling that energy and that music. You had maybe 200 to 300 people, sometimes clubs that held 500 and 700 people. Just imagine different crews in there practicing all week to go to the club and get it in and show off. So that's what it was all about. You don't see that anymore because that's something that came and went as far as the in some parts of the country, in some different countries, they are still breakdancing. That's why you got a group like the Jabberwockies, you know, who actually studied breakdance. Yeah, you know, Jabberwockies was definitely in the building on that. Well, what was the name of the joint, Little Mama or whatever? What's the name of the MTV show where they judged that dance competition? They was the one that took the prize. Of course. So that's what got me hip to the Jabberwockies, and it seemed like they was able to get their grind back on and kind of bring it back a little bit. So I was actually proud of them. You know, I know it's a bunch of more groups out there that's not getting the recognition, but the Jabberwockies, they really brought it back. Now, you know, I know you got some other information to share with us, like as far as the movies that inspired, like Breakers and premiered and showed the culture of breakdancing. And if anybody gets a chance to go on YouTube, you know, look up breakdancing. You can see what happens over the years, how it evolved, and how people was really dancing. That, like Diva Mary Kay said, it's athletic, it's acrobatic. You got to be in shape. You got to be strong. And you got to grind, you know, that's like something you practice. You know, everybody can't just start spinning on their head as soon as they start breakdancing. You see cats spinning on their head. That was one of the most interesting parts to me about breakdancing. Like, how is this cat spinning on his head and ain't got no abrasions on his scalp when he get up? Like, you know, they spinning on their head, cardboard style.
We definitely going to get into that. We're going to take a short break. We're going to get into this music. My Time to Shine, Father Love, definitely off the hot mixtape on Grind Season Before the Grind. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, Peach Groove 100 live in the building, Diva Spot.
Yeah,
get
I
it
bring
in,
this
man.
One back for y'all, man. I mean, it's one of my oldest freestyles and all that. I mean, so, you know, I mean, put it back in rotation. Let's go. Yeah. Y'all niggas already know what this is, man. It's that grind season shit, man. 2010. So. Yeah. This is real rap, man. You gotta feel this. Yeah. Back for another one. Yeah, man, it's time for judgment, y'all. Check it. Jump. Yeah. I'm the breadwinner, number one contender. I fly high as a kite in a cold winter. I'm always on my grind, I'm a go-getter. It's like these niggas hate, but it makes me much better. Much better. Yeah. My life, I love it. If push comes to shove, my nine, I bust it. You're on the same page with me, yeah, I'm on it. I'm riding a highway, so please hop off it. Hop on what you give, you get it back. If you shoot to kill, then it's a rap. You only live one life, don't take it back. It's better to live than die at that. By the grace of God, I'm still here. I've been through a lot, but never let me fear. I fucked with my homies cause they was always there. Sure, the worst part of life, but man, they always can. Yeah, it's my time to shine. I want it all, but it's time to grind. I play it cool, but this time it's mine. I'm on the move at this time of wine. Yeah, it's my time to shine. I want it all, but it's time to grind. I play it cool, but this time it's mine. I'm on the move at this time of wine. Yeah. That 2010 shit, man. It's grind season. Yeah. Shout out to my nigga Untouchable Earth. Shout out to all my Southside niggas, man. America all the way to God Bruce. 109. 107. Niggas know how we giving it up, man. Shout out to my BK niggas, man. I ain't forget y'all. Also, shout out to my Fall Rock niggas, man. We in the hood, man. It's real rap for you. Yeah.
Yeah. so stupid. What do they expect me to do? Swallow a sword to my own vocal cords? Get hoarse or sore? Right. Waste of my time, suck my dick. You'd still have something to say if I changed my pitch. Yeah, I'm white and I enunciate the words I spit. Put on me in every song so you can eat my shit. Bitch, compare me to M, it's like wearing a badge of honor. What, y'all mad that I might actually make dollars? Like most of y'all don't sound like something I've heard. 90% of y'all are carbon copy studio nerds. Straight nibbling on the tip of famous hip-hop dicks. Like Shauna Wayne Carter had a million kids who all think they can rap because they can hold a mic. Shit, you can throw the gloves on it, don't meet and fight. I make shit that's universal, commercial in all markets. For sale in the hood shops, iTunes, and Target. And y'all got the nerve to run neck at me. Like I ain't earned the right to be white and make CDs. When the truth is, the only reason you hate me is because you see me on stage or in a magazine. Drunk, chilling with porn stars like Charlie Sheen. Living a life that's my life, and bitch, I'm me.
I said day one, wanna say I'm shady. Say what? Cause they think that shit is gon' fade me.
Say who?
Say who?
So they be trying to compare me.
Say what?
Because they hate me and know my shit's crazy.
But yo, I'm not him. Most white people are nuts. He ain't the first to do it. Back in 8th grade, I was locked in a mental unit. Way before M threw it in a song for jokes. I was chilling with schizos who wanna hang from ropes. Suicidal anorexics. Kids molested by their father's best friend, a plane neglected. But me, I was just a crazy teen with a bit of a hair trigger and a mug on me. And I don't really care what you think of me. I'm the shit and your opinion is shit to me. So go ahead and say I'm trying to be M. Hope it works out. Bip, when I'm all in your face, you pull your purse out. Fucking feminine faggot saying I'm Eminem because no one's respected a single record they ever did. Shit, I don't need you punks to like me. I already got the game's nuts and tight squeezing.
Hey, well,
say I'm shady. Say what?
Upgrade your sound today.
They think that shit is gon' fade me.
Say who?
So they be trying to compare me.
Say what?
Because they hate me and know my shit's crazy.
One more time now.
I said they want, wanna say I'm shady.
Say what?
Because they think that shit is gon' fade me.
Say who?
Say who?
So they be trying to compare me.
Say what?
Because they hate me and know my shit's crazy.
But yo, I'm not him.
I'm not him. Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, featuring Room 100 live in the building to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with that hip hop history. We definitely paying homage to the breakdancers. Breakdancers are a very, and breakers, and b-boys and b-girls are very, very unique and talented people. And we definitely got to pay homage to put the spotlight on them. Big shout out to the Jabberwockies, man. I really enjoy watching that show. It's amazing how they gave them these challenges. It's like, you know, you got to make it seem like you're floating in the air. And it's definitely crazy how they get down. I'm definitely loving it. Future Guru was saying before the break of some of the movies that had breakers and breakdancers, b-boys, and it's, people don't, believe it or not, don't like to call it breakdance. It's like breakers. So, you know, it's a really big history behind it. Everybody got their different opinions. But in the early 1980s, several films depicted b-boys, including Wild Styles, Flashdance, Breaking 2, The Electric Boogaloo, Delivery Boys, Crush Groove, and The Beat Street. The 1983 PBS documentary, Style Wars, and New York City graffiti artists will also include elements of breaking B-Boys as well. That documentary, really, it wasn't able to capture everything in the history. I don't think a lot of documentaries can, but it really gave you a real sense of what was going on at that time, how they was pairing, how they crew stuck together, and behind the scenes as well. So, you know, any crew that you have, everybody should have communication. And if you got communication, whether, you know, it's a rap group or a dance crew or whatever, anytime your group has communication and y'all are on one page, it shows through the art. And that's how you're able to get more exposure. And I'm looking at this, it says a view. of the determination of one individual to become one of the best, a documentary film, The Freshest Kid, A History of the B-Boys, 2002, provided a comprehensive history of B-Boy, including its evolution and its place with hip-hop culture. The 2001 comedy film, Zoolander, that was a funny-ass movie. Zoolander depicts Zoolander Ben Stiller and Hassel Owen Wilson perform B-Boy moves on the catwalk. Planet B-Boys 2007, following crews from around the world in their quest for the world's competition at the Battle of the Year 2005. It was another one. I wouldn't call it breaking, but what is it, Stomp the Yard? Stomp the Yard. They did,
you know,
they did have some of the breaking excerpts in it, but, you know, it is what it is.
That wasn't really a hardcore break dance movie, B-boy movie, but they did, you know, execute some moves that, you know, can say that came from the style of, you know, B-boy and break dance. And, you know, you got to give credit to the cats that did actually see movies like that and inspired new moves, because, you know, this just like what we have today in hip-hop game, some of the great artists like that actually do pay homage, they actually take a little bit from people that they listen to, you know, coming up as artists and young artists and trying to perfect their craft. So the thing that is important is that these cats know the history, find out as much as they could and research it, you know, so they can, you know, be great. You know, you gotta learn from the greatest to be great, you know. So shout out to those cats that, you know, got their shine on in those movies early on. You know, the Rocksteady crew, they made a name for us themselves doing movies, and they was able to go on different tours and be at different schools, different auditoriums, different colleges. As a tour, the Rocksteady crew was a real, in the early days, they was one of the most sought after ones to be doing commercials. So it established them to be, you know, established their credibility. Yeah, yo, the Rocksteady crew, that name alone, that's one of the first names you think about. And Crazy Legs when you think about B-Boy and breakdancer. And some of those guys still carry on with their movement. So, I mean, you got to be proud. You got to be proud that it can last from the 70s all up into past the year 2000, and we in 2011. You got to be grateful and just pay attention to the culture. You know, you got to be grateful for the culture and appreciate it.
Another movie, Break, in 2006, is a mini series from Korea about breaking competition. Over the Rainbow drama series 2006 is centered on different characters who are brought together by B-boying. The award-winning the film festival, the SXSW Film Festival Audience Award documentary, including The Circle, 2007. As well, goes into the personal story of three B-boys, Omar Davili, Milky, and Romeo, and their struggles to keep the dance at the center of their lives. You know, the characters Mugen and Amy, TV series The Samurai Kapalo, what used the fighting style based on breaking. And there was also another German documentary, The Life of Two Boys, Two Brothers in Berlin, who tried to use their dancing talent to secure a livelihood. Most recently, Step Up 3D, a 2010 hip-hop music. You might want to check that out. It's called Step Up 3D, 2010 hip-hop dance movie featuring breaking as the main type of dance performance. So, you know, break-in and artists, and I say this to say this, our culture, and I have to say our culture, in the culture meaning hip-hop, you know, the culture, it expands so far, and it's so interesting, and it's so viral that it has to, people latched on to it to put it in music, commercials, and whatnot. Is definitely something to watch. And going to New York, shout out to Jersey, shout out to New York. Going to New York, I took my son over to New York with me out of the several times that I went over there to Manhattan, and it was great to see them with the cardboards out and breaking and having their moves and, you know, the music. It was energy, and to see all types of different crowds and backgrounds, you know, so interesting to see this performance. That's a performance. They brought it. They delivered their skills, and they was organized with it, and it was just hip-hop at its best. We going to go to the hotlines and get some love and get some feedback. Let's open them up. 773, you're now live on Diva Spot. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? It's Sanaya. How are you?
Hey, Queen. What's going on? Sanaya, the Queen, is live in the building. I know she definitely going to break it, but before we do that, we got to get the Queen a round of applause, man.
Oh, you are so sweet.
No problem. What's going on, Queen? Give it to us. Give it to us.
So, basically, like, I heard you guys talking about breakdance, and I couldn't let that go without talking about the Jabberwocky's proteges, and that is Chi-Town's Finest Breakers. They were actually on America's Got Talent. These kids are amazing. They are under the age of 12. They are just spectacular. You check them out on YouTube. I mean, it's sick. Kids, little girls like 9 years old, spinning on their head. Like, they are phenomenal. I actually got to meet them last year at Puerto Rican Fest, because they were performing with my guy Outbreak, and you and I at Puerto Rican Fest, and they just killed it. And they are just sweetest kids. So incredibly talented. Their parents are great. Like, when you talk about breakdancing,
You said they're under 12?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel seeing the youth under 12 and, you know, just seeing them being able to express their skills and their talent, to see them doing something positive? I mean, instantly when I see somebody breakdancing and doing that, I just go right into my pocketbook. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I'm not a ball. I'll make it rain on them a little bit. But how does that make you feel seeing them?
It's just amazing to see it and to know that they're so young and to know they put so much passion behind it. It's just incredible.
Wow. We definitely appreciate the feedback, Queen. Let's get more feedback from the hotline. 757-952, you're now live on Diva Spot. Holla at us.
You already know this is Charles, faithful follower, keeping it rocking, Ma.
You already know. Charles is live in the building. We got to give you something special. Now introducing Charles, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. Just at the 2 hours, he was rocking.
Give us some feedback, King. How at us.
You know what? I love, and this is for me coming up, like, because I'm originally from New York, and coming up in that time period where they were doing the rock steadies, and I got to meet Crazy Legs in person. And I mean, the guy's just phenomenal. And, like with breakdancing in general, it's just a sense of freedom and expression and art. And it's, like, it's a beautiful thing, like, you see the youth doing that, because it's just like a form of creativity, which allows them to be really creative and free, because if you're creative, you're free.
Mm-hmm.
No, and you can become anything that you want to be in this world with creativity and originality and art.
And I don't think people realize, you know, not to cut you off, but I don't think people realize how far your creativity can take you. You know,
right.
You having your own original palette or your own original style for yourself. People, and I know me, Future Guru 100, we definitely respect originality. is so important because you got to remember when you're doing something original, when you come up with something that has not been seen before or your own thoughts, you're making history. And you're making hip-hop history as well. You're making history with something you're doing. You're saying, you know what, this is what makes me different, and this is what makes me more unique than what you've seen before. People always learn something new, but you can take your creativity, the things that we dream about, the things that we necessarily won't say, use them. You know, because you definitely want to do something that somebody else hasn't done and make sure you capitalize off of your own creative thoughts.
Exactly. And the price and also, too, the price of being original and being creative, not falling into any type of trends. Because there's going to be times you become, like, as you're going through your originality process, whatever you're working on, whatever you're dealing with, you're gonna come into situations where it's like, oh, follow this trend, follow that trend. But if you stay true to what you're doing, there's no stopping you.
I'm gonna give y'all a great example of how your originality and how you can definitely profit off you being the originality, because all these, you know, corporate heads is definitely gonna jump on it. And why I say that is, not only was breakdance, and they did documentaries and movies, it was video games. Breakdance, a couple of video games was breakdance, was an 8-bit computer game by EPYX, and it was released in 1984 at the height of break in popularity. It's called Breakdance. And another one was B-Boy, a video game in 2006. The 2006 console game was aimed as the unadulterated depiction of breaking. Another one was Busta Groove. It's a video game franchise whose characters, he specialized in breaking. Another one was Pump It Up. It's actually a Korean game that requires physical movement of your feet. You know, the game involves breakdancing, so you know how you got the Wii, and before that came out, you going to the malls. And I like them games. You're going to the malls, the arcades, you got a stat, you know, left, right, back, turn around. I like that, and I'm really interested in it as far as, like, with the culture of hip-hop, but I think it does justice for adults and youth with the obesity rate that we're at right now.
Right.
It's crazy that these kids are overweight like this, and the parents as well are overweight. Yeah. So I think if you have a Wii or Xbox 360 or whatever, invest. If you're a video game player, definitely invest into that pad where you got to move around and work up a sweat. I'm not just saying left, right, step. When I say work up a sweat, meaning your heart rate has elevated and you're breaking a sweat. That's how you know you're doing some justice to your body. 25 to 45 minutes is the minimum requirement to get a semi-great workout. But for the kids who just sitting with them thumbs, if you want to put muscles in your thumbs, put muscles in that chest, in that back. My back. Ah, my neck.
You are hooked on that song today. What's going on?
Yeah. I am, right?
Yes, it is too, yeah.
Shout out to Kyra.
Yeah, right. Shout out to Kyra, man. Shout out to Kyra. Do your thing, man. And it's not to call her a one-hit wonder, but she came and went. She came a little bit more, went, then she kind of fell back to the scenes, because a lot of people don't realize, and when we speaking of hip-hop history, you can put out a record, you can put out an album, and everybody thinks that you blowing up, but it's the consistency and the responsible choices that you make with management, that you make with your label, that you make with the A&R, that you make with publishing, that you make with copywriting and registering your business. You have to make sure you have the people in your corner and make sure they're doing their job. Anybody tell you, oh, I'm a promoter, this, and that, before you invest into them, you want to take the time out to research what a promoter is, what a promoter does, what type of education or certificates that they need, even down to an A&R or a manager. When they're speaking to you and letting you know what they do, some of these things that you researched already, they should be telling you, well, this is what I do, this is where I went to school at, such and such and such. This, remember that these people are going to be a part of your career and a part of your success, because too many times we didn't see, you know, artists come out, have great talent, and have bad management, or got a jacked up deal from the label.
And that's sad. I mean, that is so sad when you see some amazing artists and then all of a sudden you don't see them anymore and you're wondering what happened. And it was because of bad management.
And getting a little bit too wild. Another prime example is, and Guru can help me out with this one, from the Hot Boys before they turned into, well, it was Cash Money then. But
it was Cash Money, Juvenile, look, the Hot Boys, Juvenile, Lil Wayne,
BG,
Young Turk.
Exactly, BG and Young Turk. You know, just because you come out with a team or a group doesn't mean that everybody is going to be successful.
Exactly.
You know, and you can't depend on the whole movement for your own success. You know, you can't depend on, like, BG, Juvenile, Young Turk, Baby. They all couldn't depend on Juvenile to get them where they were trying to go. Is just a palette, and there's nothing wrong with using your team as a stepping stool. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you want to be faithful to the movement. Otherwise, you're going to start feeling some type of way like, oh, they ain't putting my music out, they ain't promoting me, it's going to be a whole prima donna situation. But you got to understand, just because you're in the group does not mean that you as an artist, a solo artist, cannot make good business, you know, work to get business opportunities for yourself.
Right.
You know, this person doesn't have to carry you. A group is kind of like, how I would look at it, is like the mother and the father, and then you grow up in this group, in this movement, and you branch out on your own. You graduate from high school and go right into college. You got to take care of yourself.
Well, I wanna add to that, and with respect to the Cash Money situation. Now, all of those guys, they all built up a following on their own, like after they left the group. Okay, you have BG, who has actually, he has good management. And, you know, BG had an album in stores last year, and he got enough of a following and enough people believing in him and enough great management to actually get another deal on his own without Cash Money. I can't say the same, and I'm not sure about Juvenile so much, but I'm pretty sure that Juvenile and, you know, in different parts of the region across the U.S. that he can still go in and tear it down at a show and hold it down. Like, you know, there may still be a demand for him, you know, because he built up such a great fan base while he was a solo artist. You know, now, all of these cats, they don't fall off, you know, all the time. You know, sometimes you don't hear about them, but, you know, these same cats could go do a show and still get maybe 3,000 or 4,000 just because, you know, they can pack the house. You know, like, yo, if I know if Juvenile was in the area, I think I still would go see Juvenile. And that's how a lot of people think. BG, I am very familiar with his music. I had a few of his albums, and you had some fans that actually bought BG's joint, that know his joints, you know. They know all the albums, know all the words to all his joints, so they'll go out and they'll go support him, you know. So, you know, they actually getting in where they fit in. If they can go get 2,500 or 3,000 or 4,000 for a show, that's still good money, you know, by any standard, you know. So you might not see them getting a big check like Lil Wayne and none of them in the Cash Money situation because they're no longer with them. But, you know, you got to respect their grind regardless, because they did build up, you know, something on their own after they left the group and tried to keep it going, you know. Now, you know, we got cats that's not relevant at all. You know they ain't doing nothing, but, you know, some of the South, in the South region, they got strong fan base and loyal following, man. They got loyal fans, loyal following, man. Word
and
up.
I think that's one of the things that artists forget. You know, they so trying to get on World Star Hip Hop, trying to get on this, trying to get on Next to Go, trying to get on this, but you want to give some attention and focus to building a strong fan base, you know, because at the end of the day, your fan is going to buy your music. Your fan is going to support what you do. The fans is very, very important. So that's why, you know, I think they lose focus on, you know, putting on a show or trying to impress these A&Rs and these labels, and at the end of the day, it's these fans that support you, you know, and you want to, because you're nothing without your fans. You are nothing without your fans.
And prime example, another example, Scarface. He's on it for right now, but he could go to any show and really sell it out. I've never even been to Texas, but I got all of Scarface's album.
Right.
And some mixtape. I mean, if Scarface was in VA right now, I would pay to go see that man.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though he has to have an album out in a minute or you haven't really heard from him in the limelight in a minute, I'm still going to see that man. And I know a lot of people that feel the same way. He's a legend.
You know, but basically at the end of the day, you definitely got to start it up. You got to start it up for yourself, man. You definitely got to start it up, and you got to hustle hard. We're going to take a break and get into some of this music. We got Money Mo started off. Started up. This is one of definitely a hot track. He definitely went in on this one. It's definitely on the Face the Music Body Bag Edition mixtape. Y'all make sure y'all call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm gonna play a throwback too. I'm gonna surprise y'all. Let's go.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Miss Motivation. You're now tuned in live to Face the Music Body Edition by one of the hottest rappers alive, Money Mo. Let's go.
Yeah. Money Mo.
Oh, yeah.
Feed the wolves. I'm going to show y'all niggas how to start it up, you heard?
Lego. Yeah.
What the fuck you niggas looking at? They wanna be like Money Mo. I'm killing every fucking beat, tag toe, John Doe. Yeah, niggas start it up. If that's your bitch, then guard her up. You run into the escalator, shoot him while he walking up. Start it up, you took your shit, I park you up. First class business flight, you sleeping on a charter bus. Use a lame nigga, chilling with the same niggas. Oh, so that's your main nigga? They can feel that pain with your top dollar, get that money. Fuck you niggas talking about, I'm peeling off your UGK. Nigga, you just walk it out. Writing all that trash shit when I'ma take the garbage out. Feeling like the 80s with that crack, I'm the hardest out. Four bars staying out, but your bitch still be jumping in. It's Feed the Wolves and Maybach Music, nigga, we was born to win. I died, now I'm born again, a nigga still born to win. Give me any match and I will strike, no bowling pin. I'm slow crack, serving drugs, why you think my Walgreens? The download baby, they will never ever abort me. Stomping nigga face up in that ground to the floor lean. Everywhere you turn, you see my face like four strings. I know you like it, right?
Yeah.
I know you heard that. Keep on being funny till you die like Bernie Mac. Came on my hip, you a fry like a burger sack. I give this rap shit my fucking all, no turning back. Only way I'm turning is if I'm swerving in that third lane. Shot fire, watch this nigga scramble like a word game. Hit him with that 2012, nigga, that's the worst pain. Trying to get up on that wave, nigga, I'm the surf king. All black, everything, they say I'm on my shit. If you talking about money, then I'm with it. Let's get it, like. I fuck you up, you know what's up. Feed the Wolves hoodies on deck, so you know it's us. Middle finger up, fuck the cops, you run the city. Got my lips up on that blunt and my hand up on that millie. Making sure everything all gravy. Biggie, if you heard somebody better, come get me, you heard?
Your smurf is popping, man.
If you heard somebody better, come get me, you heard?
Five Alive, Domo, Maybach, Dice, out for the dawn.
If you heard somebody better, come get me.
Yo, we all here.
Not me, Feed the Wolves everything. Y'all niggas know what time it is. Get the body bags out.
Money Mo, a.k.a. Download Baby, a.k.a. Body Beat. You heard?
Beat.
To the master or the MC rap artist, no joke on the lyrics, sorry to be modest. I knew I was a man with a master plan to make it wiggle with jiggle like gelatin. Just think while I sing and choose to bring structure.
You don't sleep on the E.
You see, something might rupture. It don't take time for me to blow your mind. It take a second to wreck it because you dumb and blind. So just round. But you an MC clown was on the circus. EPMD is in town.
Total chaos, no mass confusion. Rhyme so hypnotizing, known to cause an illusion. Like a magician, he draws a rabbit out of hat, son. I'm drawing more like a 44 Magnum. MC3, stop looking, listen, and try to imagine. It's traveling to see the light, but everything's motion is frightening. Plus, I thought you were alone, you now enter dimensions called the Twilight Zone. You're terrified. Plus, you can't bear the thought, you and I one on one, in the land of the lost, you start to shiver. Then you scream, my friend, you wake up monthly, because you're dreaming again. But next time I'm on the scene, do not try to diss us, keep your mouth so sucker duck, because I'm strictly business.
This is the rap season, where the East starts season. Girls around the world, no need to be skeezing. When I roll, I show cool, always pack a tool just in case. A brother acting cool, I got the energy to put the girls in the frenzy, put in shock when I rock. Giving up, I'm not stingy, make sure I don't bore when I'm on the dance floor.
Get busy, boy,
like you never saw before. One flow, good to go. I do the show, I put your whole boy.
You sniff flow.
Hell no, I have my whole life ahead of me. No time to be sniffing. My parents find out, then they start ripping. So I say A-OK, cause I'm the E, the R-I-C-K.
MCs look me in my face, then the eyes get weak. Pulse rate descends, heart rate increases. Like, beam me up, Scotty, I control your body. I'm as deadly as AIDS when it's time to rock a party. In all due respect, when I say my check, let a sucker slide once, then I break his neck. So when I say jump, you would fall high, because I'm taking no prisoners, so don't play hero and die. You're just a soldier, and I'm a Grooveray. I do not think twice about the entities I slay. So if you want a battle, I highly recommend this being your dog, mom and dad, because I'm strictly busy.
Yo, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Smart Radio, ENT, Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. Big shout out to DJ Scratch. Big shout out to EPMD. And it's all about that Strictly Business, man. Y'all already know how to get that.
I gotta give you a shout out for playing that record right there. And I definitely was feeling the public service announcement that EPMD put down on that joint when they said, do you sniff blow? He said, hell no. Got my whole life ahead of me. No time to be sniffing. My parents find out, then they start riffing. Listen, man, that joint right there is a classic. Thank you for playing that joint. That joint got me amped up. You know what I'm saying? Diva Mary Kay, you did your thing with that selection. Go down!
Y'all ain't know how we do, man. It's hip-hop history, and it wouldn't be hip-hop history without paying homage to the forefronters and playing that music that they definitely did back in the day and still, you know, relevant to this day in hip-hop cultures as well. But we got Money Mo, man. We got Money Mo live in the building with us. Mo, what up, man?
What's good? What's poppin'? Money Mo, I'm live in here. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay. What's good?
you already know how we get down.
Yeah. You already know, man, we live definitely in here. This is Money Mo. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could download that mixtape for that piss. I mean, or tweet my mixtape. And it's crazy. It's real crazy right now. We definitely doing our thing. Shout out to Southside. Rest in peace to G Bills, man. You know what I mean? We definitely going.
We definitely got that tribute. We gonna be playing that tribute that Gangsta Poe did for Bills, man. We definitely going be playing that on the show, man. Rest in peace to the brother, man. You know, you definitely got to stay, you know, aware of your situation when people placing things.
I got a new song coming out that's Letter to Bills, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a real, real positive movement right there. It's going to be a knocking joint. You feel me? Rest in peace to Bills. Once again, he was Southside. He was Southside all the way. If you didn't know, now know he was Southside all the way. He was well known, and rest in peace his soul. He's up there, you know what I mean? He's definitely going to still continue to do his G thing up there. And he definitely will keep alive. And we live in Southside, so he's going to always be live here in the hearts. In the hearts of everybody that knew him and everybody that was really intact with G Bills, he's a real dude, man. And he's going to keep it continuing. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. We definitely paying homage. Definitely paying homage to Bills, and we paying homage to the Breakers, the B-Boys, the B-Girls, and we definitely getting into that hip-hop history on breakdancing. We definitely want to get your feedback.
I was a young dude coming up. I used to pop lock and shit. Like, niggas will tell you, I was one of the moonwalking motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? One of them pop locking dudes in the staircase and in the school and shit, doing my thing, just because of the fact that what B-Boys had intact on that at that time of year. You know what I'm saying? They had a little affection on us, and they was really making us want to dance. Like, we street dudes, but we want to dance. Like, you know what I'm saying? They put that influence on us, and that's definitely shouts to B-Boys and everybody that's, and not just B-Boys, but everybody when they dance a routine. And they really choreographers and really take music, how I take music, and they take music putting into dancing. That it all goes the same way, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the B-Boys, shout out to all the break dancers, shout out to every choreographer, shout out to everybody that's doing a thing that's really putting this magic together to make a nice scene, you know what I'm saying?
And I like what you said about that. You said magic. It is magic, and magic usually comes with harmony and communication. You know, even with, you know, back in the day with the DJs, it's like back in the day, the DJ wasn't complete without the MC. The MC wasn't complete without the DJ. And nowadays, it's, you know, the technology that we have, we can cut out a couple of things, but technology is great, but one thing about, you know, the MC and the DJ is needed, because if you an MC and you're going to do an event or whatever the case may be, and, you know, you're going to do your sound check or your practice before, and the DJ is not there, that has an effect on the person that booked the event, booked the venue, and the DJ as well, and the artist. You want to make sure, I think every artist should have their own personal DJ. Like, seriously, we should be together. You my DJ, you know my music. I'm putting you on the spot to promote what you do. You putting me on the spot to promote my music. And we in harmony. You know, I always having a backup, too. There's nothing wrong with having a backup DJ, a backup host, somebody that can fill in, is on call and close in the area. Again, close in the area, you want to make sure everybody is on time 30 minutes prior to that. Anything that I do, any shows, any events, you need to be there 30 minutes before showtime, if not an hour. It all depends on how I'm feeling, because I need to make sure you're there. And if you can't get here, if you're not here 30 minutes before time, then we can't do business. It's proper preparing, just like with the Breakers. You know, if they looking for a crew to come, it can't just be it's three of y'all. They looking for three people, and it's only two that showed up. People are going to respond in most likely a negative way. But, again, the harmony and the communication, which brings out the magic. I really encourage all artists and all crews to go back to doing things old school way. The artist gets you a personal DJ, you know, a DJ that you can grow with, because it's a double benefit. It's a benefit for you, and it's a benefit for the DJ as well.
Exactly. And that's a good thing for everybody, just to, you know what I mean, get everything intact and be on point. Main key is be on point. If you ain't on point, you ain't on key. If you ain't got no key, you can't get in the goddamn door. Excuse my language, but you can't get in the goddamn door if you ain't got no key. You know what I'm saying? So the key comes from everybody as a team player. being a team player and being a responsible team player is that, because it comes with responsibility. And any artist that's slacking what they're doing, that's like lacking responsibilities, because your mother and your father taught you how to do responsibilities. Take it seriously and don't take it for granted, because those responsibilities will kick you in your ass later on in your life. And they told us this for a reason, because they wanted us to know this responsibility thing is going to have to kick in. It doesn't have to be serious as much they put it onto it, as far as, oh, you'll take the garbage out. You know, little things like that. That could start your whole career, because if you can't take the garbage out, what makes you think you could make a hit record for your team, or you could do performance for your dance crew? What can you do if you're not thinking that in your head? You know what I'm saying? It's all mentally. And if you're not mentally stable where you're trying to get this grind going, it's not happening. D. Mary Kay, that's why I respect this shit, real shit. I respect you, and I respect your whole grind, because you're fucking focused. Excuse my language once again, but you're fucking focused. You know what I mean?
You got to stay focused, and you got to stay on top of that. And even with, you know, I know Beyonce is like, you know, the women rule the world, and, you know, girls rock, and it's women empowerment. One thing that I wanted to bring up is about the, with the breaking and breakdancing, you know, as far as the gender aspect, you know, like other aspects of hip-hop culture, graffiti writing, MC, DJing, males are generally the prominent gender within breaking. However, this is being challenged by a rapid increase in numbers of B-girls. You know, critics argue that it's unfair to make sweeping generalizations about, you know, inquiries, because women have begun to play a larger role in the breaking scene. You know, despite the increase in numbers of female breakers, another possible barrier is lack of promotion. This is true. Lack of promotion. As Firefly, she's a full-time B-girl, says, it's getting more popular. She letting us know that B-girls are getting more popular. There's a lot more girls involved. You know, the problem is that promoters are not putting enough females in female-only battles. You know, they just putting in the females with the male crew. But, you know, females need to have it. It should be a female battle, and I'm definitely going to look into that and sparking the interest, because Diva Mary Kay offer promotion. Hit me up at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. I am in business, but I'm definitely going to support that. You know, more people are seeking to change the traditional image of females in hip hop culture, you know, and to be more positive empowerment roles in the modern hip hop. The lower exposure for female dancers is probably caused not by any conclusion or determination of females can't do it, but by fewer numbers of female breakers compared to the numbers of male breakers. And however, both males and females do practice this art for equally together, and they go to competitions. So all my ladies out there, all my queens out there, you know, even with my younger queens, my older queens, you know, that's something that should be included in the talent shows. That's something that should be included in parties. Instead of backing it up and dunking it, like, any chick can dunk her ass, like, for real. Even if you ain't got no booty, you can pop it, arch your back. It's not hard. Get some pair of Sucos or get you some apple bottoms. It'll give you a little onion, whatever the case may be is. But let's challenge, you know, our authority at these parties with breaking. And it can do a lot of you queens some justice, because you all feel in some type of way that you got the jelly roll in the front, you got the tire around you, you know, you got the candy yams on your side. This can help you. Like, seriously.
I want to come in on what you said about the females, because you got to pay homage to the female DJs as well, because They paved the way for other females to take on executive positions with these major labels, to be powerful forces in the industry. You still got somebody like DJ Jazzy Joyce that's still making moves on the airways, and she's still establishing her brand. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people know who she is. Just being just from the NY, you know, that's a certain amount of credibility that came with being having the name Jazzy Joyce. Spinderella still doing her thing, opening for Jay-Z. You know, so these are very powerful women in the game. You know, you taking it to the next level. You might not be able to take it to the next level as a breakdancer, but you know you can take it to the next level as a DJ. That might get you a nice position with a major label that might enable you to be working with other females that's doing club promotion, that's owning clubs. You know, some of these ladies is owning clubs. Don't get it twisted. Some of these ladies are club owners, 3,000, 4,000 people capacity. That's money. That's the money to get a show. You know what I mean? So you got to pay attention to behind the scenes. Like, I'm a behind the scenes dude. I play the back, and I watch everything. So, like, for the most part, these ladies are in positions, and they are calling shots out here. So, you know, you got to align yourself with the proper people and work that network. Like, you got to have a network and know what to do with that network. Get involved. Got to get involved. You don't ring no doorbells, ain't nobody going to answer.
You got a point right there. And I have a question to pose. You know, do you think, and this is for the males as well, like what you said, a lot of these women are in position owning clubs and, you know, being entrepreneurs. How much respect do you think that females honestly are getting in the whole, not just hip-hop, not just, you know, the music scene, but in general, without having big, sexy bedroom hair, you know, glossy lips, nice jeans or a dress to appeal to her sexy? Because a lot of times, and I have done it before, it's a couple of jobs I didn't got just because of the way that I look. You know, it's a couple of deals and movements that I done just because of the way I look. They really wasn't focused on, you know, what I really could bring to the movement. It was the way that I look. Oh, she looked good. So we definitely, I know image does have a part to play, but how much respect do you really think we getting when we kind of like, you know, not dumb it down, but, you know, it's not all dialed up in the whole situation as far as doing business?
Well, I mean, to me, it comes down to the money. Money talks. Like, you know, whoever calling the shots, if a female trying to book a club and she go to the next city and book that club, she going to start getting respect wherever she goes. She coming up with that deposit, that $6,000 or that $7,000, you know what I'm saying, to book this club, to put this show on, and she go, yo, she was just in, you know, ATL. Now she in Alabama, or now she going to Detroit. You know, she's going to start getting respect. Her name going to start ringing bells, and people going to want to come to her to get involved, especially if everything is going to be successful at the end of the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, women are using their minds because they soaking up this game, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? They know, like, where they actually starting to realize where it's at right now. You know what I mean? So, The time is really getting over. Like, it's really getting short for the ladies that's really, you know, that's not on point. Whoever not on point, they really not trying to get in the game. The ones that got they mind together and really just trying to get in the right place and, you know, and keep their integrity at the same time, they just doing the knowledge. You got to do the knowledge to get somewhere. Like, I know what you're saying about the image, but you know what? That's only going to take you so far. That's only going to take you so far, and it's going to work for a while, and then people are going to start, like, you know, acting funny. You know what I mean?
Like Buffy. Buffy came on with the fattest ass scene ever
yeah.
seen. Buffy came on with the fattest ass ever seen, and men were just gaga over it, like, oh, my God. And then, after a while, you know, y'all was like, all right, well, I've seen Buffy mad times. I've seen the oiled up, oiled down, bent over in a triangle shape. And, you know, she had to, because she knew, and one thing about Buffy, she knew that she wasn't going to be able to thrive off of this for the rest. So she started out branching and doing deals. She got exercise videos. I think she's doing some modeling as well. And then after Buffy came Pinky. Wow. Pinky came on the scene, and again, men went gaga. Pinky actually started out with, you know, doing sex tapes with her boyfriend. And then it started to make money. And now here's Pinky everywhere. She got her people that be with her now, another chick now, and they tanning on the beach. They got fat asses. Or, you know, I'm definitely looking into investing into baby oil now, because the person that made baby oil is definitely making a killing off of the hip-hop scene, man. Charles, I want to get your feedback on that situation too. Do you feel like women are can be respected to do business without being dialed up?
Well, it depends, and like I said, it depends on the individual. You know, it depends on the individual, and it depends on what, you know, what you're dealing with. Because like I said, some people will be like, okay, yeah, she looks great. I'll just give her a deal. No matter what she says, I will give her the deal because she looks great. But then you got some other, like my man said, he said, it's only going to take you but so far. After a while, it's going to get to the point where like, yeah, she looks good, but what else can she bring to the table? You see what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it is business, it is money, and, you know, a lot of people get caught up in, you know, like, physical attraction, which can be your ultimate downfall, really.
Let's get some more feedback from the hotline, man. Let's go into it. 347-386, holla at us.
Yo, D. Mary Kay, what's good? Father Love.
Father Love, what's going on, man? Father Love live in the building. Definitely got to give a big round of applause for Father Love. He is the grind. He's the grind. Definitely got some hot joints. What's going on, man?
Man, chilling. I mean, you know, just checking in with y'all, man. Guru, I see you out there, man. You up?
Bob, what's good, man? You know I got it. You know I got it on Smash, man. And anything you need, man, Money Mo, you know what I mean? Just holler at the boy, because, you know, the boy going to be here. The boy ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? You know, I see the grind. I see the grind is heavy. You know, I want to say thank you for supporting my artist, the Jada Hood Diva, first of all. You know,
oh, that was crazy.
That's going to be on the album. I mean, like, you know, I was just dropping the promo mixtape. I mean, for everybody here, like, you know, everybody didn't hear the joints on the Twitter. I'm like, you know, I just put on, I mean, on the little file for everybody here. I mean, so right now I'm saying number 2 on Tweet My Mixtape. I mean, so, you know, that's looking kind of good.
I listen to Five's joint and I listen to Money Mo's joint. They both is fire. So anybody that's listening, you need to go check out their Twitter pages. We're going to make sure that they put their Twitter information out there, you know, so y'all could catch the updates, man. This is all about updates.
Yo, and Diva. Diva, yeah. One thing, though, just, like, on your shows, can you put in rotation that Unspoken Truth? Because that's some real shit.
Yeah,
cool, like,
I was just about to talk about that. I'm looking at the joint. Yo, that joint is crazy. And, you know, you having stats on Tweet My Mixtape, I think it's because of the Unspoken Truth. I really like that song. Tell us about Unspoken Truth and how you came about the name and how the song came about, because it's dope.
Diva, you know what's crazy about that song though, like, because you're gonna ask about it, but it's kind of too much for the listeners right now, like.
Oh,
I mean, like, me personally, I'm the nigga that's, I mean, I tell a nigga straight up about what's going on and how shit's not looking real crazy. I mean, shit's not real right, but I mean, that's a track that I had to get off my chest, because every other song on there, everybody heard.
My nigga
Frowley.
You know what I mean?
So, you know, like, that's basically what it is. Like, I mean, it's just kind of too much for everybody to hear. Like, I mean, I got to speak about that Diva, and Future Ghoul. Like, y'all my people, so I can put y'all on to, like, I mean, what I felt about that song. But everybody else that's listening to that, they'll feel where I was coming from, like, as far as a real nigga. You feel me?
Well, this definitely Unspoken Truth is definitely a hot joint. We about to get into it now live on Diva Spot Radio. You already know what it is. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Before the grind, baby, this is how we do it.
now.
I say niggas ain't real right. They try to use you for your music and your money, and you're thinking that you're real tight. Well fuck it man, I'm looking at the real sight. What was in the dark, now it's coming to the light. I move how I move like I'm supposed to. Now I'm in the lab and I'm talking to my pro tools about some real shit. Niggas moving real fish. Niggas say they hood, but they acting like a real bitch. And now I'm walking in my own path. Gotta do it for myself, gotta make it last. I can't cruise, I gotta do it fast. I gotta do it better than I did the past. I can clearly say, God will really make a way. I came too far just to really turn the way. I pray every day I really get to see a day. Never put it on the line for niggas trying to see your face. I will never go, I gotta steady grind. Niggas riding their own way, but I'll be fine. I will never stop, I will never flop. Gotta keep on grinding, I will never drop. My grind is what I need, and this is what I got. I'm working on a new way, I'm stirring in the pot. I'm hungry, so I'm eating till I hit the spot. I keep it cool, when you walking, niggas make it hot.
Multitasking, y'all, my bad. It's a Diva Mary Kay show, so it don't matter. I'm going to sing my song. I had to take care on the other end of some unspoken truth, so you just bear with me, Anime, eat the damn cake. I was definitely throwing that joint right there, man. You got another joint called The Unbreakables.
Yeah,
that's strong.
Yeah.
That's a strong title. I like that.
Well, good luck. Good luck, man. Yeah, that was supposed to be on my my mixtape album coming out. I'm dropping that like August, late August. I was supposed to come on the mixtape. I mean the mixtape album, but I mean I had to air that out a little earlier. You know what I mean? I don't want to speak on that too much, but yeah. So you know, I had to put it on the mixtape and shit like that. So
it is what it is. We gonna get into it. I felt like I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable because no to me only means it's another way. And hating on me only means motivation for me. So all the people that told me no, that's okay because no to me means it's another way.
But Diva, before you get into that, I just want to like, yo, me personally, from the heart, I salute you. I salute Future Guru. I salute everybody that's been supporting me. You know what I'm saying? Like a new artist coming in. Support everybody, support me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that means a lot to me because it gives me more energy to just keep on moving. Like, you know what I mean? Stuff got messed up, but I'm going to keep moving just because y'all here with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean that from the heart. Like, everybody downloading my shit and just playing me a Money Mo shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my language, but yeah, everybody playing me a Money Mo joint. Like, I mean, I salute everybody supporting that joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we grind, we go hard, we do this from the heart. You know what I'm saying? We not about funny business, and that's what it is. You know what I mean? So I just want to say that I want that to be on air. It's on air now, so you know what I mean? Now you can just drop that joint and, you know, let people hear it, you know?
You already know. Me and PG Guru 100 never bitch up or switch up, man. Guru presented me through a lot of boot camp, and he still sent it through me to this day. And the main thing is to stay focused on what we came here to do. Well, this is not just a job. Job is just over broke. This is our career. And we put this in it, and we support indie artists, indie music, and we support real music. So that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And we appreciate you and Money Mo, everybody else out there doing their thing that's continuing to make music, to stay focused on your business and your grind. Because y'all could have been doing a lot of other BS right now. Y'all can be tearing down our culture, but y'all not. And we got to definitely let y'all know that we proud of y'all on today because of that. And that's what make y'all unbreakable, man.
Run season.
Live, what up? Beat Money Mall. Domination. Bruce Leroy, nigga, I got a glow to me. The underdog's on top, you gotta go through me. I didn't want you niggas to get close to me. My little niggas are flip, but they ain't clover G's. You're close to make your mama sick to her ovaries. Oh, they mad now, we expanded overseas. They thought that we was over, please. It's over for your hopes and dreams. Kept me up in the club doing the shoulder lean. 40 cal on my hip, my niggas blowing weed. Thinking we big meat, dirty dancing 6'3". I got a dilemma, cause my car only could fit 3. I'm really loving life, living like it's no tomorrow. On the edge, starting fresher than the water bottle. Embrace my haters, you ain't shit if they ain't talking about you. You niggas in the way, I just walk around you. I just walk around.
Unstoppable, unbreakable, untamable. You're unable to pull us down. Unfazable, murder's untraceable. You ain't capable.
Challenge who's
unstoppable, unbreakable, untamable. You're unable to pull us down. Unfazable, murder's untraceable.
Yeah, I'ma be fine, yeah. I never rewind,
yeah.
Always finish first, nigga, never behind. Yeah, I'm on the move, no stop sign. I'm getting money so my cars never decline. I go hard cause I grind till there's nothing left. Getting money out the ass, nigga, I ain't gotta stress. I'm on that cash route, settling for nothing less. Feed the wolves, fam, hold me down till I'm out of breath. Yeah, you're looking at me now, get the picture perfect. I go hard for my man, this shit is worth it. For you haters, you mad, I'm on a different surface. You little roaches to me, you never serve a purpose. I'm on that cash route, man, as I like to put it. Another day, another dollar, man, I keep that fluid. I spit hard, I'm on flames, got that lightning fluid. I'm unbreakable, nigga, so sit and watch me do it.
Unstoppable, unbreakable, untamable. You're unable to pull us down. Unfazable, murder's untraceable. You ain't capable.
Challenge who's
unstoppable, unbreakable. Untamable,
you're
unable to pull us down. Unfazable,
yeah,
murder's untraceable.
Yeah,
you ain't capable.
Challenge who's up next? It's Money Mo, I'ma show you unstoppable. Yeah. Got my verse cutting up this beat like hockey shoes. I'm too ill, middle finger to the hospital.
Yeah.
King Kong chess, I'm in the game, I ain't gotta move. No chess player, I'm just the best player.
Yeah.
I like to count my money first, then sex later.
You know
you see the escalator?
Yeah.
I'm on the next layer. I make my chain rewind like a test data. With no favors, be the wolves made the name. Got the game kicking on my neck like Flavor Flav. You don't bang, you blink me in like Damon Wayne. Say the same, watch the thing raise like David Blaine. Bang, yo Smurf, what a do, G. Got these niggas buzzing on the show like 2Bs. Please, have these niggas like groupies. I get love in the hood like Lucy.
Unstoppable, unbreakable, untamable. You're unable to pull us down. Unfazable, murder's untraceable. You ain't capable.
Challenge who's
unstoppable, unbreakable, untamable. You're unable to pull us down. Unfazable, murder's untraceable. You ain't capable.
Challenge who's up now.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay.
Unstoppable, unbreakable. They are able to hold us down. Yo, that's motivation music right there. They are able to hold us down, man. I'm definitely feeling that joint. And shout out to my boy, S. Kali, that made that crazy drop for me. You know, you tuned in to the Blog Talk Sheba. And I'm definitely laughing at your ass on the Hot Mess News. I will have Hot Mess News in a few minutes because definitely coming. Yo, I'm very impressed to see that side of you, like, doing the chorus, you know, because I really can't sing, but I'm always off beat, and it really doesn't matter. I'll sing anyway if I'm feeling a song. But I really like that, and that chorus gives me, and I'm pretty sure it will touch another person to give you that motivation. Like, they unable to hold us down. I'm unstoppable. I'm unbreakable, so... That's definitely
but also free domination, man. Like, real shit, like.
Free Damo.
Domination.
Oh, yeah.
Damo's real right. Damo's real right. Like, you know what I'm saying? He locked down right now, but Damo's real right. Free my nigga domination. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying about that. But other than that, I mean, Diva, I appreciate the thank you for the song and all that. Like I said, it's going to be on the mixtape album. You know what I mean? Because the mixtape is just going to have a straight original beat. So I'm saying it's an album, but it's really a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's just like, you know, let me put it on here, like, you know, let the people hear it, you know, the people ain't hear it. I mean, me, money, more, domination, whatever, whatever, like, you know, so, I mean, that's what it is. And I support everybody, man, everybody doing their thing, I support it. I appreciate everybody supporting me, that's all it is, like, you know, so, I mean.
To get more of this fire music and get more features and do features with you as well and do collaborations, you know, how would they get in contact with you, Money Mo?
No, this is Five Alive.
Oh, my bad, Five Alive.
Oh, yeah, Five Alive.
Like,
yeah, they can get to me underscore Five Alive underscore. I mean, that's my Twitter. You see what I'm saying? They can get to me at Gmail at Five Alive FBW at Gmail. You know, and they can get to us there. You know, I mean, they can get to Money Mo at. I mean, I am Money Mo.
Yeah, I am Money Mo.
Yeah, I am Money Mo on Twitter. I mean, you can get to him at his Gmail. You can send anything to him at FBW Radio at Gmail. You know, so everybody can get in tune with us. And I mean, on those two, I mean, on everything, like, you know, so.
Yeah, keep them bangers coming, boy.
Yeah, but yo, about money, man, listen, man, I'm blasting that every day. Diva, I'm blasting that every day. Everybody feeling that. That's definitely going to be on the mixtape album. I mean, everybody's looking out for that, so you already know, like, that's like one of the singles that's out. There's people, I mean, I got people wanting to hear the mixtape album, so.
No, that's video,
that's video
hot,
visual material right there. That's video material. We need that. We need a hot little video director to actually put something together for that joint. Come up with
who did the course
concept.
On that? That's what I want to know. Who did the course
Chris
on that?
Chris Mecca. He's a
shout
beat
out to Chris Mecca. Shout out to Chris
I'm
Mecca.
I'm about money.
Yeah,
I know y'all
Mecca,
anticipating
yeah.
it. I know y'all anticipating to hear this song. I know y'all want to know, like, what song is they talking about? You know, this with Five Alive and the Jada Hood Diva about money. Like, I want to hear it. That's fine. You can hear it. You're going to hear it on Diva Spot Radio today. I know y'all want to tune into that song. But if you can listen to the song, you can definitely hit the PayPal because guess what? They about money.
Grind season.
Yeah. Y'all niggas already know what season this is, man. It's grind season, man. You know what I mean?
Pay attention, y'all. Pay attention to the drop. Pay attention to what's about to happen right now. Matter of fact, put the kids up and we're about to get ugly.
It's something I gotta let you know, man.
Grind the mid. mission. My grind is so efficient. I don't plan to stop, my grinding is my sole addiction. We'll get your shit straight, fucker, this is Big K. I'm just a hungry nigga, clearing off the whole plate. Yeah, and when I start, I just can't stop. I'm a beast, I'm scraping out the whole pot. If you cowards front, I'll make your jaw lock. I'm getting crazy money, that'll make your jaw drop. Yeah, I get swapped, something like cash crop. Supply and demand is something that you can't stop. Serving them fiends is something that you can't watch. I'm getting paper, but I'm trying to hit that jackpot. I'm serving fiends, you can call out a head crack. I'm on the grind, so you know I'm about to make a stack. The grind heavy, so you know I gotta live for that. Pocket check, got a pack. When I spin, I get it back.
Coming in as fast as it's going. Waiting to exhale, bitch, that's the money I'm blowing. Always on my fly shit, yes, the money is showing. Money is growing, cause now the money ain't even folding. They let the money console them, I let the money control them. Sitting on top of the world, all I'm missing is Rotem. Heart full of heat, nigga, all I'm missing is Beretta, man. Ain't got a better plan, cause that bitch never ran. I'm in the zone, counting paper while I get a tan. Just me and Benjamin, all because of 100 grand. And if you think I'm playing, just put your order in. Don't really sitting on course about a fortune. I'm out here killing these bitches like an abortion. All because I'm flossing and they being cautious. I'm in it to win it like fucking raw dog, nigga. Watching the money multiply, look what I made, nigga.
Y'all need to listen to this song right here before y'all go into a meeting. This shit will motivate you to let them know I'm about money. You need to know. Music can take you to a whole different level. And we got some, I got hot mess news, but this is more of positive news. This is really hip-hop history in the making, so we got to get this 20th century. Thursday, May 26, 2011, Nas and Mobb Deep has announced a new album. The legendary Queensbridge rapper Nas and Queensbridge natives Mobb Deep has announced that they will begin working on a collaboration album very soon. On Tuesday, May 24th, at the press conference for Rock the Bells 2011, Mobb Deep's Havoc stated that the group will be working with Nas very shortly. The statement went as follows. We're going to do a Mobb Deep and Nas album. It hasn't begun, but we tipped the iceberg a little bit with the I think as we are working, doing songs back and forth with Nas recently, I think it was just a mutual thought, like, yo, let's make an effing album. Everybody was like, yeah, that would be dope. Effing, fuck it, I'm going to say it. Fuck it, we are waiting, let's do it. A while back, a track leaked at it. Entitled Dog Shit, the song featuring Mobb Deep and Nas was warmly received by hip-hop communities. A couple of years ago, Nas and Prodigy had beef over many issues, but it seems those have been resolved. Prodigy was released from prison on March 7th after serving a 3-year sentence for criminal possession of weapons. With his new freedom, Prodigy reached out to Nas to try and squash whatever was between them. No date was given on when the album production will begin. Nas has said that at this time he is focused on his own project and is back in the studio hard at work on his new album. So that's definitely I definitely look forward to hearing that album and seeing what's good with the dog shit. I wouldn't necessarily use that, but hey, creativity and uniqueness is the key. But for Nas and Mobb Deep to be doing an album together, not necessarily a record or album, yeah, I definitely want to hear that.
Well, I know y'all remember that joint they did off their Scarface beat. That joint that Mobb Deep and Nas did back in the day, it was a good collab. So, you know, the energy is already there. They just come bringing it back. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Nas, big fan of Mobb Deep, you know. So, you know, it's something that's probably going to appeal to some of their biggest fans, you know. And that's where the game is at right now. I mean, if you look at it, what they're doing is taking Nas's fans and Mobb Deep's fans and just bringing them right back together so they can make some bread, do some shows. And, hey, it all goes back to the beginning, to the top of the show, how we said they each got a following. They each got fans. They each got a following. So let my fans come over here with your fans, and let's see if we can get some bread, you know. Period. You got to understand the game right now. This is math, mathematics. It's your mind right.
Yeah. Hot Mess News on today, and it's a shame that they can be able to make a story on this, but 2011 Most Dangerous Cities in America. 247wallstreet.com has presented their annual list of the top 10 most dangerous cities in America for 2010. While many are reoccurring cities from last year, there are some new cities that may be surprising to you. Stockton, California is one of them, population of 200,992. The violent crime, pure violent, is 1,000. Last year, well, 2010, it was 49 murders. Wow. With the jobless rate of 18.4%, up from 18.1% a year ago, Stockton, California has one of the worst unemployment problems in the country. I thought it was Jersey. Jersey should be somewhere on here. But anywho, the huge percentage of unemployed residents may have contributed to the horrible crime rates in the city, which is located 40 miles east of Oakland and San Francisco. Stockton was rated one of the most miserable cities, wow, to live in the country by Forbes in March 2010. Violent crime was one of the chief measurements for its rankings. Of the 267 cities with populations over 100,000, Stockton has the 27th highest numbers of murder per 1,000 people and the 12th most aggravated assaults per 1,000. That's crazy. Let's look at Rockford, Illinois. They had 20 murders last year. Rockford has unusually high violent crime rates for a city of its size. Most notably, the city has the fourth highest rate of aggravated assaults in the country, with 10.5 cases for every 1,000 citizens in 2010. During the same period, 20 murders occurred, amongst double the number in 2000. Wow. Quoted by the Rockford Register Star, in 2007, Winnebago County Sheriff Dick Myers, wow, ironically, the damn sheriff name is Dick Myers, said that he believes the city's location works against it, as Rockford receives traffic from the drug markets in Madison, Chicago, and Milwaukee, resorting to heightened rates of violence. Yeah, right, sheriff. You know all of this. But, okay. Moving on, this is no surprise, Baltimore, Maryland. They've been popping, 600,000 population, 223 murders in 2010. People pay attention. The unemployment rate is 7.4. That's 1.6 below national average. Baltimore had the 8th highest rate of violent crimes for 2010 among cities with 1,000 or more residents and the second highest east of Mississippi. The number of violent crimes has dropped slightly in the past year from 9,600 to 9,300. Okay, 300 people. I'm really not mad. But the Maryland city has some of the worst rates of dangerous offenses in the country. This includes the 10 worst aggravated assault rates and the 4th worst murder rate in the country. Wow. How can
that's
aggravated
true.
Assault? That's crazy. We got three more, y'all. Oh,
okay. I was gonna let you jump in that song that came to me that Nas and Mobb Deep made, Thug Life. What y'all really want? Thug Life is mine. That was a hot joint. So I mean a kind of record like that. I mean, we know we gotta eventually get off the streets and get off that thug, you know, that thugging and do business. But like, it's songs like that, like that still drive a lot of energy to the streets. Whether you're going to make something positive out of it or not, and I know you read these statistics and it's kind of crazy, but it's a vibe that's really tied, and people is really looking for a way to be successful and get off the streets, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so you can see somebody be successful and, you know, and make a way and stop doing crimes and getting knocked and getting locked up. You know what I mean?
A lot of people are going in and saying, oh, the unemployment rate, we can't get jobs. Y'all need to start creating businesses. Mm. If you're looking for a job, you know, create a business. You can employ. So if your family, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your baby mother, your baby father ain't got a job and it's hard for them to get a job, let's all spark a little happy ideal and say, hey, let's start our own business. If your girl can cook her ass off, put that out there. If, you know, your brother, he got swag, he can dress, you know, real good, or he's real smart online with the computers, their promotion, anything that you do, you know, positively, you can take it and turn it into a business. We have to start getting and putting ourselves in a position, in a mind frame, and saying, look, I'm going to start a family business. And don't think that you can do it all on your own. And even with a business, if you're thinking about starting a business, please, when I say this, people, please, there can't be all chiefs and no Indians. You got to have some Indians, and nobody can get a big head, because once you get a big head, that's when stuff starts going down the drain. You know, anything, if you having an issue with a person that you doing business with or money-wise or whatever the case may be, I wouldn't recommend as far as the accountant situation and payroll for one of the family members to do it. I wouldn't necessarily put my man in charge of paying me or put him in charge of my payroll. No, I will hire a professional service. I will hire an accountant, and I also look into having more than 5 employees or members with you need to have a payroll business that cut the check to y'all. So it's very important. Nobody show up to work on time, y'all. Do us that favor. Just because we family don't mean that we understand that you was out late or such and such. You need to treat this as a job. Like, when we at work, we are employees together. We not family. And I think that's what people get comfortable with a family member and think, oh, they ain't going to mind this and this and this and that. But if we need you there, you need to show up and go up and show some type of initiative. You know, treat it as if it was your business and you a team player. Do things without being asked. If you see the garbage need to be taken out, take the shit out. Don't say, oh, well, you know, Craig and Dana ain't doing nothing. They can take it out. That's not good. And at any other job, your ass will get fired. Let's go into Oakland, California. No surprise that they're on the list. And rest in peace to M-Bone, the guy from that introduced us to the whole movement, Teach Me How to Dougie. He was killed about 3 or 4 Sundays ago in Inglewood, California. But 400,000 population, Oakland's violent crime has dropped about 5.5% between 2009 and 2010 from about 6,800 to 6,260. The city's nevertheless has the 10th highest rate of rape. the ninth highest murder rate and the second highest robbery rate in the country. In 2010, there was seven to 12 robberies for every 1,000 Oakland residents. This is crazy. Willie Lynch, y'all, every day we should be telling somebody to Google Willie Lynch and watch the feedback behind it, because it's the Willie Lynch letter. If you haven't read it by now, you should read it. Read it to your kids. Let your kids read it to the kids. This is something that should be put in, like, the photo albums and stuff like that, the Willie Lynch letter. Y'all need to understand what it's about and what it's doing to the generation of our people. It's very important. Let me get to these last few, because I want to get back to the Willie Lynch, too. New Haven, Connecticut, 100,000 population. New Haven has historically had the highest rate of violent crimes on the East Coast. The crime-ridden parts of the city stand to stark contrast to affluent Fairfield County to the west and Elite Yale University, which is located within the city itself. The number of murders in the city doubled last year. New Haven has the eighth highest rate of robbery and the fourth highest rate of assault in the U.S. The New Haven Police Department is considering adding cameras at every intersection in one of the neighborhoods where the shootings are most common. Duh. Memphis Mayor A.C. Wharton attributes that this decrease to Operation Safe Community, a citywide plan developed in 2005. I think if y'all can put cameras up to catch people running lights and give them tickets, you definitely want to put cameras up to catch violent crimes. Duh. I mean, like, that's a no-brainer. Like, are you serious? Let me get my diva situation back together. Let me look at that mayor. I'm definitely going to see a view on Twitter, because I got a comment for you. New nigga. Anyway, St. Louis, Missouri, 300,000 population. Violent crimes in St. Louis fell dramatically between 2009 and 2010 and has decreased since 2007. Despite this, crime rates remain extremely high compared with other cities in 2010. This is on a St. Louis, Missouri is the third on this list, too. But 2010, the city murder rate and rate of aggravated assault were each the third worst in the country. Wow. With regrets to both violent and nonviolent crimes, St. Louis was rated the most dangerous city based on FBI data released 6 months ago. As of December 2006, the murder rate in St. Louis was 6.3 times that of the state of Missouri. Wow. Number two on the list is my hometown, Detroit, Michigan. Wow. Deep breath, diva, because if you read the other ones, you got to read this one. Detroit, Michigan is number two on this list, a population of almost 900,000 people. The city's crippled the most of America's post-industry areas, almost currently Detroit. The Motor City has suffered from high rates of unemployment, homelessness, and crime. The city has one of the 10 highest rates for three of the four types of violent crimes identified by the FBI. Detroit has the sixth highest murder rate, the fifth highest robbery rate, and the second highest rate of aggravated assault. In 2005, a mayor recognition of the city's police department took place after a federal investigation identified ineffective within the system. I could have told you that. Wow. Not only Detroit is the second, but we still in Michigan, y'all, at the number one. Flint, Michigan, like 100,000. The number of violent crimes committed in Flint, Michigan increased for all categories considering from this list between 2009 and 2010. Perhaps most notably, the number of murders in this city increased from 36 to 53. This moves the city from having the seventh highest rate of homicides to the second highest. The number of aggravated assaults from 1,529 to 1,579, a rate of 14.6 0.6% assault rate per 1,000 residents, placing the city in the number one rank for assaults. And it is the number one of the most dangerous cities in America. And to all of these cities and states, this should be, this not even should, this is the wake-up call. I know that the unemployment rate and, you know, people are having hard times with getting jobs, but that don't mean you go and break into somebody else's house or, you know, you commit a crime against a person. Like, that's just not cool. That's just not cool at all. Take the cop out. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I wanted to say something about, because you mentioned the cat M-Bone, you know, and it's kind of crazy, man, that you still got drive-by. I know he was hit up in the drive-by. You understand now? I want to know. I don't know what all those categories are to classify violent crimes, but I want to just say something. When you do a drive-by, you already know you're going to catch somebody slipping. But here's my thing. How many innocent people is going to get hit that has nothing to do with the situation? That's what really gets me with the drive-by. I mean, I know, like people have beefs and everything like that, but that's not a good way to settle beef, man. By coming up, running up and doing the drive-by, you bringing choppers out, like AKs, like heavy artillery type assault rifles, where you know that you're using a high-powered weapon, because actually you're doing a drive-by and you want to make sure you hit your targets, but, like, you're not hitting the right targets, man. This is not cool. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, I really got crazy feelings about that, man, because, like, so many innocent kids get hit in drive-bys, man, that have nothing to do with the situation.
And it can be your kid. We got Gangsta Cole live in the building. What a business. Yeah. That's you.
Well, girl, you're far too kind.
Oh, what up, man?
Hey, you shit, I'm in extra grind mode right now, man. I'm on my way to ATL right now.
Oh, snap. Bring Diva back a souvenir. You already know how we get down.
Word it up.
On your way to ATL, you ain't stopping through South Carolina?
No, I'm in North Carolina right now. I know that's where I need to stop at. I know that for sure, but if I do that, I'm going to mess up a lot.
Yeah, right? You're going to be late. You're going to be late if I stop here.
I'm going to be late and broke.
Shout out to everybody on their way to South Carolina for Memorial Day Bike Fest. You already know what it is. It's going down.
Wow.
My man A-Mafia on his way out there. You know how that dude, you know what I'm saying? They in the G-Ride now heading to South Carolina to Memorial Bike Fest. Everybody be safe out there that's heading out there. You already know. Be safe, Po, on your way.
Yeah, you already
so what's good, though?
Ain't nothing, man. Just trying to, get a finished product together, man, so I could put out something wholesome, you know? That's my focus right now. I'm getting ready to go out here and work with Juice, man. I'm getting ready to go work with Juice, man, and all that. So, yeah, this is about to be major.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, you definitely got some hot music that we're going to get into as well. You got the tribute to Bills, and you got the other joint, Ups and Downs. Tell us about that. Tell us about this music.
The ups and down joints, that's me and my baby brother. That's just, you know, a run through, you know, our environment where we coming from out of Brooklyn. You know, just something a little mellowed out, you know, a little female J5 on the track, you know, singing and all that. Just something a little mellow, not so aggressive. And then the tribute joint is just like, you know, I just did that right on the spot. I got the phone call about my G Bills and, you know, I was a little distraught, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I had a few things going on. I just lost another dude in a car accident, so I just went out there, you know, poured a little something out. That was raw, you know, rugged, right there from the heart. No pen, no pad, no nothing. I just did that.
Mm-hmm. You already know what it is, man. This is how we get down. It's Diva Spot Radio. You're now tuned in to Diva Spot Radio, Feed the Wubs, Future Groove 100, Gangsta Poe. You already know how we do. We getting it in, man.
Yeah, shout out.